Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to Man in the Pew podcast, brought to you by maninthepew.com. I'm your host, Phil Mershon, and this is the show for everyday men who want to follow Jesus every day of the week, at work, at home, at church, and at play. I'm so excited to be joined today by Jeff C. We are going to be discussing why I launched maninthepew.com.
And today, this is episode zero, and so instead of me being the host, I've invited my friend Jeff C. to come and interview me so you can learn a little bit about the background and vision for this podcast. So Jeff, welcome to the show.
Hey, Phil, thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
I'm excited too, and I'm going to turn over the reins to you and let you guide our conversation today, letting men understand a little bit of the background of where this has come from and where we're going.
Awesome. Let's get started. Well, I'm very honored to be able to interview my friend Phil Mershon. I think this is going to be an awesome podcast. But first, Phil, I want to have people kind of understand more about you. So kind of give us, you know, a little bit about who Phil Mershon is and your background and kind of where you got started.
Absolutely. So I'll start with a bit of my faith journey. I grew up in a church-going family, but I didn't actually hear the gospel until I was 12. And when I heard it explained, I call it my communion conversion, because the pastor said, if you want to take communion, you have to believe in Jesus. And as he said it, my heart leapt, kind of quoting John Wesley. It literally did. I wanted to do it. I leaned over to my mom and said, I prayed the prayer, can I take communion? And I really didn't have a full understanding of what I was saying. So it was really later that year on a junior high retreat that I would say I actually understood what the gospel was about and trusted him. And through the teenage years, went to lots of retreats and had lots of spiritual highs and lows, experiencing a lot of the peer pressure of high school and whatnot. But went to college at Wheaton College, and that's where I would say I heard the missionary call, had a missionary conversion in college, and spent 7 months in Kenya while I was there. Post-college, I worked for a year for Boeing, but then I went to work for a church and a mission agency for a few years. During that time is where I would say I had my worship conversion, and also my leadership conversion. There was a point where God said, Phil, it's time to stop just eating the food, but to get off the bench and play. And that was a very significant time in my life. And it was also during that time where I've discovered that even though I'd had almost failed a public speaking class in college, that I actually have a gift and an enjoyment in speaking when I know what I'm talking about and enjoy what I'm talking about. And so those are some very formative years. After working for that agency, I got a master's in counseling, and then I met my wife during that year. And we realized that we were not going to be able to start a family living on a missionary budget the way that I was, at least at that point. And I went and got a job for Koch Industries. After 3 years, they decided that my services would be better used elsewhere. They went through a downsizing. It wasn't a bad thing. In fact, God used it for good. I went back to school, got a music degree and a Master of Divinity, and I served as a full-time pastor for 8 years, working for three different churches. And then the recession of 2007 and 2008 hit, and the church was not able to keep me around. And I also lost another job that I was working part-time that they couldn't keep me around. And so that was all part of this transition that I went through, where I started working for Social Media Examiner back in 2010. And during the last few years, God has been burdening me with a desire to help men and to be useful to a broader community than I had been. And so we'll get into some of that story. But, you know, been a Christian for a long time, had a lot of different experiences working for corporate America, working for nonprofits, working for churches and private schools. So I feel very privileged to see God provide for me in all these different places. And he's definitely gifted me with the ability to connect with guys in lots of places. I guess one other highlight is I spent 3 years working as a worship director for the Air Force-based chaplain ministry. So I've spent a lot of time working for guys in the military and understand some of what they've been through as well.
Gotcha. So, you know, I know you're very, very busy with Social Media Examiner, and I'm a contract too, so I kind of know that you really are very busy with them. But so why in the world did you decide to start a podcast and start this Man in the Pew podcast? So why did you do that? Why would you take something on like that?
So backing up a few years, when I left California, came back to Kansas, and was no longer doing full-time worship ministry, I had a burden to help younger worship guys. And so I started a blog called Called to Worship. And for about 4 or 5 years, I wrote articles regularly, sometimes as often as 3 times a week. I was doing interviews and lots of cool things. But in 2014, I had a YouTube video go viral for a lot of negative reasons, and it kind of sucked the life out of my pen, so to speak. And I stopped writing in April of 2014. And in January of 2015, I was on the beach, we were on vacation, and I was praying. I said, God, what do you want me to do? What, you know, is there something new, or should I revive this old blog? And I literally heard the words Man in the Pew. And I have no idea where it came from, and I have to attribute it to the Holy Spirit speaking to me. And a vision began to form. And it's been almost 20 months ago, so it's been a long time that this vision has been forming. But the desire was, could I bring the, you know, the accessibility of podcasting to men who are looking for encouragement through the week? We go to church on Sunday, but oftentimes by Tuesday or Wednesday, we're forgetting what we heard, or maybe sometimes we have a hard time translating what we heard on Sunday morning to the ins and outs of what we're doing throughout the week. And I know this from talking to lots of men that that's the case. And so that's where the idea started, was on a beach in Florida. It's taken 20 months for me to get off my duff and start it. But one of the things God's blessed me with is relationships with men in a lot of different places, both quote unquote experts, men who've written books. And so some of the guests for this show will be men who've written books, and then some will be just everyday guys like myself, like you, Jeff, who are working our jobs and wanting to be faithful to God in our work, at home, in our community, in every aspect of our life. So that's kind of where it started, and I feel like God has not let me off the hook. A few weeks ago, one of my pastors came to me and said, Phil, it's very clear God told you to do this, so why aren't you doing it? And that was the kick in the pants I needed to get going. So it's partially a thing of obedience, but there's a great sense of anticipation of, I think these conversations are going to end up helping me. Personally, I'm very much looking forward to every one of these interviews as I learn how to be more faithful in the things I'm committed to. But I'm hoping that through that, I can translate it and make it accessible to help dozens, hundreds, or maybe thousands of guys.
Gotcha. Well, I'm glad that it was a pastor who encouraged you, and it wasn't a whale that you were swallowed by that, you know, made you continue working on this podcast. So
that was probably next in line.
So you kind of mentioned the goal of the show, but, you know, there's a lot of podcasts out there. So what is the deep driving thing that you want people who listen to this podcast to get out of the show? So what's the goal for, you know, each of your show, kind of the overall over-encompassing umbrella, I guess?
Well, I think there's a lot of self-improvement kind of podcasts out there. There's a lot of business-focused podcasts. This really is more about how do you integrate your faith into all aspects of life. And for men specifically, I think the tension that we feel between wanting to be faithful as husbands, as fathers, as sons, so in our family relationships, but then also at work, what does it look like to live out our faith, to be on mission, to really be focused on things that are significant and eternal, and how do we faithfully live out our witness depending on our work setting? And then what does it look like to be so busy with all these other things and yet still have a meaningful contribution at church and in our community? And so some of it's a balancing of all these different elements. So I think the goal is to have conversations with guys who maybe are a little farther down the road or have some element of that that can be helpful to many men. So I might be bringing people on who we might hear on other podcasts, but the goal here is to talk openly about the faith journey, to talk about some of the struggles that we all face or will face or have faced along the way. So there'll be some honest conversation, but the hope is that there'll be inspiration, there'll be some tips, there'll be some new resources that are developed that can be useful to guys. And, you know, I listen to podcasts while I'm working out, and I'm always looking for a couple of ideas or maybe just a different way of looking at my circumstance, or to be able to say, oh, I didn't know I was the only one. That I wasn't the only one. There's someone else who's been through what I'm going through, and I love how they responded to that. And that's kind of the goal, is to talk about real stuff that Christian men are dealing with in their everyday life and provide a place for them to hear, I'm not the only one. There's a way out of this. There's some ideas for how to maybe do this better, different, and to remain faithful and growing. And I think to do it from guys who are not pastors is maybe one of the unique angles, because there's lots of pastors who have podcasts. And, you know, I'm obviously trained as a pastor, but I'm not approaching this so much as a pastor as I am a fellow guy who's working in the marketplace and wanting to be faithful. I've stumbled and fallen, and I know that there are things I can learn from guys, whether they're farther down the road age-wise, or just they've got maturity in some aspect of that journey.
Gotcha. So is this podcast, you mentioned it's, you know, Man in the Pew, but it's also, you know, Christian Men. Is this podcast for, like, people who are just getting started in the faith, or do they need to have a seminary degree to be able to understand what you're going to be talking about? Kind of what is your, who's the audience for this podcast?
I would say that while pastors will probably listen because they'll be intrigued to know what guys are facing who are in the pew, it's not for pastors. Certainly a guy who's a brand new Christian, I hope will be able to benefit. I'm going to do my best to translate language to remove some of the, Christianese from our conversation. I may forget because I've been around it a long time, but I'm going to try. So I'd say it's for a guy anywhere along the journey. We're not going to be having seminary type conversations. We're not going to be debating the theological issue of the day. This is meant to be far more practical about what it looks like, you know, when you've got, a son who's dealing with, you know, some kind of depression issue, or you've got parents who are dealing with health issues, or you yourself are dealing with limits in your health, or you're having marital struggles. And what does it look like to be a faithful husband while also being successful in a career? How do you deal with, you know, the ambition issues? I think it's going to be a lot of kind of those sorts of questions that we as guys deal with. You know, what do you do in a transition when you're unemployed and you're trying to figure out what's next? How do I make sure that, you know, God sees me as faithful in my lifelong journey? I think it's kind of those sorts of questions and bringing scripture to bear and having just honest conversations with other guys. And we may not have all the answers. This is we're all on a journey. And so some of the questions will probably not get full answers.
I gotcha. So can you tell us again, because people may have missed it at the beginning of the show, and I think this goes into, what people can expect and who's it for. But the tagline for The Man in the Pew, what that was again, can you mention that to our listeners?
I'm sure this is going to change after I've been doing this for a little while, but this is the show for men who want to live out their faith all week long.
Awesome.
So it's about walking out your faith between Sundays. You know, so every Sunday I hear the gospel preached. I love it. Sometimes by Monday morning, I can forget it. Right. Certainly by Wednesday, it can become distant. So this is meant to be an encouragement, but from a very different angle.
So how can listeners learn more about this podcast?
So maninthepew.com is the website where you can go. And as time goes on, we'll have resources there, things that will hopefully be useful to you. I'd love to hear from you. We also will have a Facebook page where you can dialogue with me and other men who are on this journey. I will say, you know, I expect women are going to listen to this, and hopefully women, if you're listening, you'll find gentle ways to encourage your husbands to listen to this show. I fully expect there'll be women who will find encouragement in it, but the primary audience is definitely for men who are wanting to be faithful and walking out their faith.
Awesome. And I know this show will also be available on iTunes. And as a personal request, I would love it for you guys who are listening to this to go subscribe, rate, and review this podcast, because it really does make a difference to podcasts that are getting started to have those reviews and ratings. It'd be a great blessing to fill. So I would encourage you to do that as well.
Thank you. That's a great encouragement, Jeff. Appreciate that.
So that's it for the questions that I have, Phil. I'm very excited to get started. I know that that you've got some great guests lined up, and I'm very excited to listen and see, because we all do. We all need encouragement throughout the week in living out our faith, and I'm very, very excited to listen to this podcast.
Well, thanks again to Jeff C. for getting us started with Man in the Pew. If you enjoyed this show, please do give us a rating and review on iTunes. Also, if you'd like to find out about future episodes, go to maninthepew.com. You'll be able to find links there for other published episodes, and eventually you'll be able to sign up to get notified when we release new episodes. Thanks again for joining us. Please go make a difference in your world.